This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The United States government is taking steps to regulate artificial intelligence, AI, to ensure society effectively adapts to its introduction. Early adopters of AI technology are already experiencing productivity gains. For instance, Klarna, a buy now, pay later financial services provider, predicts that its AI assistant tool will increase its profits by $40 million by the end of 2024. Klarna's AI assistant tool is built using OpenAI's systems, which power ChatGPT and Sora. These two products have garnered attention from both the general public and Congress. In 2023, members of Congress engaged in panels, private dinners, and learning sessions with prominent tech executives, including Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI. Subsequently, the White House sought commitment from 15 private industry leaders to help lawmakers understand the optimal way to identify risks and harness the potential of these new technologies. This list includes influential players in the tech sector, as well as newcomers like Anthropic and OpenAI. Established in 2019, the Senate Task Force on AI has enacted a minimum of 15 bills into law, focusing on research and risk assessment. However, in comparison to the regulations implemented by the European Union in 2024, the U.S. regulatory environment appears relatively lenient. Economists have expressed concerns for years that AI could negatively impact job prospects for white-collar workers, similar to the effects of globalization on blue-collar workers in the past. An International Monetary Fund study suggests that at least 60% of work in advanced economies could face changes resulting from widespread adoption of AI. In 2023, lawmakers in the New York State Assembly proposed a measure to limit the anticipated impact of tech-driven job losses through the implementation of robot taxes. This concept involves introducing costs for companies that use technology to replace workers within the state. As of April 2024, the bill remains in committee with an uncertain future. Many economists argue that if robot taxes are used, they should be set at a relatively low level. In the U.S., both employers and employees already face payroll taxes equivalent to 7.65% of income. According to researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the optimal rate for a robot tax would be between 1% and 3.7%. Some experts believe that taxing robots at higher rates may hamper technological growth and productivity. Eric Brynjolfsson, a senior fellow at the Stanford Institute for Human-Centered AI, expressed reservations, stating that robots are integral to technological advancement and increased productivity. While there may come a time when robots can perform most human tasks, we have not yet reached that point,